Today is May 17th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Adonai, the burden bearer, our commander, and the God of our dreams. You are exalted and our fortress, the God of peace, the holy servant and the invisible God. You are a just-in-time God and the kinsman redeemer. You're the living God and the medicine that we need. You are noble and the overcomer. You're the purchaser of our blood, and you are the quintessential essence of our very souls. You are the ruler of the universe, and yet you still are souls. You are triumphant and the upholder of our lives. You are the vine dresser, and you are the God who was and is to come, extraordinary in all your ways. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. And Lord, you have zero tolerance for sin. Gracious God, thank you. Thank you for the ending of the school year. And many of us have days and some of us just weeks. But Lord, it is a tense time, a time when the kids just give up and are done. And even the adults. Lord, forgive us for that. Let us be finishers and let us finish strong and shine your light on our campuses in ways that others are amazed and are drawn to you because of it. Oh, gracious God, give us the opportunity to show Jesus today. We love you, we adore you, and we ask for this day in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? Again, Jesus found his disciples sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, the word of God, Matthew 26, verses 45 to 46. Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. The word of God, Matthew 26, verses 45 to 46. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Worthy is the Lamb by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love, you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Washed me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know is your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven, crucified, worthy is the Lamb. And that was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing, Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in the powerful words of Jesus and this amazing song about him. I would love to go see them someday, wouldn't you? The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray each and every school day with our brothers and sisters across the nation. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m., based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we're going to be praying for opportunities to serve on committees and boards where our influence would make a difference for Christ and the truth. Then when the alarm goes off and you forget that long prompt, just pray. Because you know you will be praying with hundreds and someday thousands of your brothers and sisters. Lift up thanks to God. Ask him for strength. Pray for those that you see in that moment. Oh, my friends, I so look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in his eighth series and the last one I'll be able to do this school year called The Carpenter's Classroom. The scripture he chose is Matthew 17, verse 20 to 21. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing is impossible with God. The title of his devotion for today is A Mountain of Responsibility. I recently discovered a mountain in my life. I hadn't noticed it until it was towering over me. This mountain was all the responsibilities my job entailed as an educator, plus my responsibilities as a parent of three young children, a spouse, and a member of several active ministries. My life, and especially my faith, was being stretched very thin and was depleted in many areas. I was growing afraid of this rising mountain. I realized that somewhere along this journey in my family, profession, and community, I had begun to take my eyes off Jesus, the trail guide. All I had been able to see for quite some time was the mountain of responsibility. Anxiety got a foot in the door of my life and was beginning to make itself at home and beginning to prosper. Sometimes I would wake in the morning and be oppressed by this towering pile of responsibility before me. Sometimes just thinking about it wore me out, and I was physically and mentally tired before I even started the day. I didn't want to start the climb. My fear had begun to numb and paralyze me. The joy I once experienced on the job and in life in general was leaking out. One day while driving down the road, I heard a radio broadcast sermon on maintaining focus in one's life. The pastor went on to explain about how many people seem to focus on their problems rather than on the solutions to the problems. He said we often focus on Goliath and our fear rather than on the slingshot and the search for the five smooth stones. His message was right on target, and it hit my growing giant of fear right between the eyes. I realized I had been focusing on the mountain instead of the narrow path through the mountain and the trail guide who had promised to lead me through. I understood once again that I was not alone on the mountain, that God was with me. I remembered he was the guide and I was not. I knew I didn't have to find my own way through the mountain anymore. God began to take a lot of things out of my life in my hands. He took off my leader hat and replaced it with the padded helmet of salvation. I had left it somewhere down the trail when I had mistakenly believed that I could find my own way through the mountain and save myself and others. He had me sit down several ministries that I had been involved with for many years. He asked me to hold on to his nail-pierced hand instead of all those other things and people. He told me to stay close by him and that the higher we climbed, the closer I needed to stay to him. Since this realization, I have renewed my daily morning prayer and devotion time with the Lord, which I had forsaken because I didn't have enough time. Do you ever wake up to greet what seems to be an ever-growing mountain of responsibility? On the job, in the family, and in the church? Do you ever feel like you are being asked to do more and more with fewer and fewer resources, such as time? Are you focusing on the mountain or mountain guide? Do you see him? Trust him. Take his hand. He once climbed the summit of Golgotha, which is much higher than Mount Everest. Listen to him. Obey him. He will help you get spiritually fit for the climb and will guide you all the way through. It's not your job to find the way through the mountain and to lead others. Hold Jesus' hand and maintain your focus on him and the narrow path before you. Mountain climbing can become fun and exhilarating with Jesus at your side. And that, my friends, was our devotional for today called A Mountain of Responsibility, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. This one is from John Wooden. Things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. And finally, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the unbelievable words of Jesus the Christ in his great passion in Matthew 26, verses 45 to 46. Sleep, take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Oh, gracious God, I don't know that we can truly drink in what you have done for us, but we believe and we know that we are here together because we believe that you have covered us with your blood, that you sacrificed it all, that we may have eternal life with you. Lord, that's why we're educators. You have placed us in these schools, and we bow before you. Lord, help us. We just want to make a difference, for we know that we can transform our schools with your love and truth, and that's the only way. Gracious God, give us a double portion of mercy and tenderness today, and help us to show you we love you, adore you, think of you always, and ask for your help. In the marvelous name of Jesus the Christ, we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.